Welcome to Perfectly Sane Show, episode 221, I think. I hope. Because I don't look. Yeah.
That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah. We're just going to start saying, welcome to the show, and just...
We don't want to know that
we've been doing this for like 4 years now.
Besides like maybe like Podcast Beyond, I don't know any other podcast that's been doing it longer.
Yeah,
we haven't missed a week yet.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I'm not. Each of us has missed weeks, but we've never...
Like,
we've
the show goes on.
Right.
The show is bigger than any of us.
It's like the Persian immortals, if you will. You know, there's 10,000 of them. If one got killed, they put another one in. You just keep pressing on.
Right.
Just a little fun fact of Persian lore.
Until Alexander the Great killed all of them.
Listen.
Oh, sorry.
He never had.
That just blurted out. I don't know how that happened.
I mean, I'm coming from the history major, so. We haven't done this a damn long time. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Yeah.
And Fozzie.
Hello.
And Jeff may, we're not sure where Jeff is, honestly.
He's not coming.
I'm hoping that he didn't actually have a heart attack, so. I'm kind of hoping about that. I hope he was just joking earlier. Right, you can never tell with him.
In a pack of cigarettes and like a six pack.
There's no denying that Jeff's lifestyle is not the healthiest. I'm just hoping that if he actually was sick, he went and got himself taken care of. Cause...
I always thought of Jeff as like a younger Richard Simmons. Am I incorrect?
Every opposite aspect.
That's a pretty accurate description of Jeff, right?
He is always happy. I've never seen Hefe like maybe like indifferent about something, but never like really pissed off.
Right.
He literally goes with any flow ever.
Much like Richard Simmons. That's what I'm saying. Sure. Plus, Jeff likes the really short shorts. Think about that.
I guess.
Just needed him to get out that, you know, curly fro, and you wouldn't be able to tell him apart.
I'm not sure that his girlfriend would like the curly fro, although she does like that mustache, so...
She does like the mustache. Oh, man, this is so much different than Titanfall. Sorry, I'm playing Destiny. I forgot everything.
You forgot everything already?
Yeah.
It didn't take long?
Yeah.
You forgot everything about what? How to play?
How to do anything.
Mm. You know what annoys me about shooters?
What's that?
They all seem to have, like, opposite... melee and grenade controls, so I can never remember which is which.
Right. And
so, like in the first like five minutes, I'm always like trying to melee nothing when I'm trying to throw a grenade at somebody, or I get killed in the face because I'm trying to melee somebody. I'm throwing a grenade by mistake.
Yeah, and unless it's Halo where it's a sticky grenade,
right?
That's useless. You're just bouncing them off their helmet, and either blowing yourself up or.
Getting
yourself completely screwed over. Let's talk about Destiny, because Fozzie is currently playing.
Yeah.
Don and I started running the raid.
Okay.
Sounds horrible, actually.
It is pretty fucking horrible.
What?
So you would think that something that's, you know, presented as end-game content, as content that you need to have played the rest of the game to get to. You would think that playing the rest of the game would prepare you in any way, would prepare you to actually play this. And that is utterly untrue. Like, there are zero puzzles in Destiny. In the base game. And then to get into the Vault of Glass, you need to solve a puzzle.
Ooh.
Which, I mean, I don't have anything against puzzles. Let's kind of clear that up. I like puzzles, and I think it, you know, it's cool that there's a puzzle here, except now you are playing with six people, none of who have ever been trained by the game to have to figure out a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the game is throwing all sorts of new enemies at you.
Yes.
That you've never seen before, with elemental type damage resistances, and none of which are in the base game.
Ooh. Did they have anyone that had any MMO experience before come, like, on the
this
team?
What it sounds like. It sounds like somebody who knew how to build the shooters, like, I'm going to make an MMO without ever having played one before.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I don't think they could have fucked up the MMO aspect any more than they have. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
It's just...
And I mean, like, we had fun, except, like, that whole aspect of the game took... for us to do the first part took, like, an hour. And I think there's, like, 7 or 8 parts to this raid. And I could see where, you know, the first team that did it took 14 or so hours, or 11 hours, or whatever it was, to do it. But going along, like, it becomes more and more frustrating, because the enemies are very difficult. You definitely have to be at least 26, otherwise you will, like, these enemies are like 2 and 3 shotting us, who are like, we're like 26 and 27. So if you're under that, you're not going to survive at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand where they're like, you need to work as a team, but we only had 5 people for most of it, and while there are people that are super skilled, there was actually a group that ran it today, 2 people.
Right. I saw that video.
Yeah, they needed a third to, like, do a certain part of it, but which they pulled him in, and they did, like, there's a platforming section. Also, not in Destiny. There is nothing in the base game where you ever have to do any first-person platforming. And there is multiple sections in the raid where you have to, you know, be able to jump platforms. It's just, like, really frustrating game design all around for that. And then you get to this chest, and you're like, all right, yeah, like, you're going to get some cool material, and it's just, like, crap. I mean, calling it crap probably isn't fair, because you need it to upgrade your legendary weapons, but you're in this raid expecting to get, like, cool drops. And
the
there
best
are,
gun ever.
Right, like, the best equipment, and there are no drops in the raid except for these chests. So you're killing all these enemies, and you're not getting anything for it.
God damn this game.
Yeah, it's, like, really, really frustrating, and...
And that's the thing, is, like, everyone just keeps playing it, but, like, everyone that I've ever hear that enjoys it are so apologetic about it. Like,
yeah, it's
yeah, I mean, it's good. It's, you know, kind of lacking here, but it's really cool. Like, and it's just like,
I enjoy the aspect of playing it. Like, I really, like, enjoy sitting down with Don, or, I mean, we've sat down with Tony and played it. And Dub and I played the other night, and we had a good time. But there's so many, like, when you just look at the design of it, it's so broken in so many respects.
I think the thing, too, for me is that there's just little changes, I think, that could have been done to make it so much more fun. Like, I don't know, just, for example, just, like, a level cap even at 50 would have been great. Maybe armor. I know, like, the exotic and legendary armors make you look different, but... Like, even, like, basic armor should, like, make your guy look stand out a little bit. Like, everyone looks the same.
Yeah, that was something that I actually caught on I frequent Bungie.net's boards, and one of the complaints today was, so right now the run is the hard cap is 30,
that's it, right?
Yeah, 30 is it. And people are getting there. And to get to 30, you need what is called raid equipment, I guess, or raid... I guess it's raid equipment. It's, like, equipment that only drops from the raid, and it's very specific gear. It's raid gear, I guess is what they're calling it.
Like, I don't like that, too. Like, that.
Yeah. And this specific raid gear has enough light in it that boosts you to 30. Because any other equipment you get will not boost you to 30. So you need this gear. And it is... There's only one set of it. So everybody that is, like, 30 looks exactly the same.
Oh, it's, no.
There's zero customization.
Like, oh, my God. What is...
Yeah, so that was the thing I was seeing today, was a bunch of people were really kind of...
That makes the game sound so unfinished. It's like, we didn't expect people to get there yet.
Right. And
so
and,
we hadn't done
and,
that yet.
And we're a month out from release, so, like, there are people that... I mean, Don and I are... Don's at 28, I'm at 27. We're not that far off. And we're a month out from release, and I get it. Like, I mean, people, they'll get an expansion in WoW, and they'll have it maxed out by the end of the weekend. But, like, I don't know where the legs for this game are. Like, are people going to come back to it in December when the expansion comes out? Like,
I don't see it.
I saw that they had their, what do they call it, the Iron something?
The Iron Banner. Oh, my God.
Iron Banner, and apparently... It's broken. So your weapons are supposed to count for whatever they're actually supposed to be worth.
Right. Like,
they're not supposed to be leveled to,
yes,
to anything.
So, like, in the base game, the Crucible is... They kind of nerf all the weapons. they you know... So everybody is the same. So, like, an auto rifle works across the same. Like, a shotgun works the same. Except there it even seems a little bit broken, because I can bring in my legendary auto rifle, which I don't have, but if I had one, and all the upgrades to it. So the better scope, if I miss a shot, it loads the bullets back into the chamber for me. Stuff like that, all, like, yes, the damage of everybody's auto rifle is exactly the same, but somebody coming in at, like, level 28, 29, their weapon is still significantly better than everybody else. But now on this Iron Banner thing, it seems like nothing's working, because people that are, like, 27, 28, that have, like, 1,400 defense... from their gear are getting, like, killed by
a level 4 guy.
Yeah,
with nothing. Like, I saw this video of a level 4 guy just dominating, killing everyone.
Yeah, so, like, how is that even possible? Because he should have no gear that is strong enough to put up with this. Like, he should be one or two shotted and he'd die. And his weapons should kind of be like firing Nerf bullets at somebody.
And instead, slaughtering them.
Yeah. It seems so broken. Bafazi, you're playing Destiny.
Yep.
What are you doing?
This is, like, the first time I picked it up in a week. Like, the hobby's place, a couple weeks ago. And, like, we had three TVs set up, so all three of us were, like, next to each other. That was, like, a lot of fun, like, actually having, like, the couch co-op play. And I feel that maybe if I had, like, a guaranteed two people I'd always play with, that it could be more interesting. Like, a lot of people that you know, that enjoyed it, that's the reason why, is that they had people that always played through.
Right.
So no one was ever left behind, and you know... Like, right now, I'm playing with Dub. I'm 18, he's 25. So now, Dub has to kind of, like, hang back, you know, while I catch up to him. So it's just, I don't know. I feel like Diablo 3 kind of got it right, where its understanding is that people just don't have time anymore to kind of, like, balance life and these... So... It's so hard to coordinate, you know, and be able to, you know, make sure that, yeah, I can play with people.
But it was kind of funny that I guess Bungie was like, oh, well, we can't have matchmaking for the raid because, you know, you definitely need to have a full team. A full team that works together and knows how each other play, and now they've basically said, oh, okay, like, we're looking into adding matchmaking. Because the community has gone and, like, they've created sites and, like, posts and stuff on various message boards, like, across the gaming community, and, like, basically it's matchmaking. Like, they are matchmaking. They're not playing with their friends. They're not playing with people they know. Right. They're just going, hey, I need two more people to run the raid. Who wants to go?
I appreciate what Bungie was trying to do. Yeah. I just think it's one of those situations where it was kind of like a better idea on paper than actually, you know, shit, I'm Last Guardian standing. Please don't here. Yeah. So it was just that was something about to die. Oh shit, something's hitting me. Sorry. But it's just in the end it's just I feel like it was kind of a dumb decision on their part, but I mean I don't know. This game just was pretty disappointing and yeah. You'll see our rankings are kind of a lot of people felt that way.
yeah, but for as disappointing as it is, when I play it with other people, it is a lot of fun.
Well, but I think that's just the nature of co-op play.
Yeah.
Like, co-op play is just fun. It's fun to play games with your friends and like, watch them die and make fun of each other. And...
Oh yeah, it's like I mean today we were trying to do the second stage of the raid today with Don and. We're all sitting there, and Dom was having some sorts of internet problems, and we need him, like because he was the fire team leader. Our progress is saved to Don, so he needs to start the raid, or else we're gonna have to do the beginning part all over again. And we're all just like sitting around, and it was fun just bullshitting and like waiting for Don to kind of get his shit together, of which he never did, but.
Oh, Don.
And then when we finally all got together and Don showed up, we then pushed him off a cliff and killed him. and then danced on his little glowing orb and wouldn't revive him because it was a no respawn zone. So.
Oh, God.
But it's like stuff like that make it fun, and it's like I enjoy playing it with other people. But like the grinding and everything's so grindy in it. It's I don't know. Fuck. But let's stop talking about Destiny. That's a month old game.
It's ancient.
Yeah,
there are new games out.
There are. You guys have been playing that Middle Earth. You played more of that?
I have played nothing but that, and it is fun. I enjoy stabbing people.
I've gotten good enough where, like, I used to be scared of going through town, but, like, I just don't give a fuck anymore. I'm like, oh, bring it home.
I'm not quite at that point yet. I got to the first war chief where he sends, like, the waves of guys at you and you have to kill 35. I totally ran away. I was like, I can't kill 35 guys. So like, I run up to a rooftop and a bunch of them run past this explosive barrel thing. I'm like, oh, hey, 20 in one shot. Hey, look what I just did.
Oh, I love those. The fires are the greatest things in that game.
Once you can start making things explode, the game becomes a lot more interesting.
Wait, have you gone to the part where you start branding people?
I have not. So that's the second set of war chiefs, yeah. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to get there. I'm only on number 3 of the first 5.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so much fun with the whole nemesis thing. I get so upset when one of them kills me that I have to hunt down the one who just did it, so that I can extract my revenge. My revenge, I should say.
Yes.
But it's funny, there was this one guy I kept killing over and over in a row. Like, I killed him, like, 5 times in a row. Like, the first time I kill him with an arrow, so he's got an eye patch. and I stab him to death, and he's got like bandages on his face. And the next time I run into him, he's like covered in bandages.
Oh yes, yep.
And every time he's a higher level, so I'm getting better rewards for killing him every time. But it's just so funny to see him there over again. And of course, now he's hunting me down because he wants revenge against me for killing him.
I love that. There's a guy I've killed five times, and he keeps coming back. And then I get excited because I'm like, he's like a nemesis, and he's like I just don't want him to die. I just want to keep killing him, but I want to keep coming back. You know.
Yeah, you'd feel bad if you somehow you got killed permanently.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
and it's so much better than the actual story for the game. It's like this game didn't need a story because I can just make my own.
Yeah, I heard that's the weakest part of it. Is I heard like the actual story is the weakest part of the game. So
it's better than Destiny's story.
Yeah,
I don't detest all the voice actors, and I mean, there's at least it makes sense. Like I can tell what's happening.
Right.
But I mean, it doesn't have me pulled in any way. But that's fine because the gameplay and the emergent storytelling does all that for you. So my guess is anybody who went through to play the game, they're like, oh, I guess we don't need to put that much energy into storytelling.
I think the voice acting is really well done, though.
Yeah, when you're walking around, you hear the orcs talking about you, and
that's kind of weird. No. I mean, just in general, just like, you know, just the cutscenes. Like, I feel that it's pretty nicely done. Troy Baker's the main character; he does a good job. I will say one thing that I do not like about the game is that I feel that you're not getting enough power, and I feel that Tomb Raider actually suffered the same thing, where you're getting powers that are really fun really late into the game. So I'm about 2/3 of the way in, and I just got branding, and I feel like a completely different game now. Like, all I do now is just try and like plot like the demise of like the war chiefs, and it's just so much fun just like branding people and having orcs fight for you, and like having like captains and even other war chiefs fight for you. It's crazy. But yeah, you don't get that until really late into the game. But I mean, besides that, I mean, there's just so little to critique as far as like flaws in the game. It's a ton of fun, and I didn't know that there's a second part where like it opens up and it's almost as big as the first section of the game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's where you get the second set of war chiefs. That's where they're located.
I do think that the game introduces its new abilities and like its new mechanics a lot better than Assassin's Creed does.
Okay.
Like it drops like Assassin's Creed feels so forced, the way it like forces you through those like missions to make you do this particular mechanic and kind of like smallish, whereas Shadows of Mordor just kind of drops you in the world and lets you go, and everything feels a lot more organic in mm-hmm. the way that you learn how to do things. And mm-hmm. I also think that Assassin's Creed throws so many at you that you use an ability once in that particular mission and you would never ever use it again, and I feel like Shadow of Mordor tends to lay your options open so you feel like you can do a lot more.
Oh, yeah. It's actually a really complicated battle system. Like, as far as what I can compare it to Batman, I feel that there's a lot more possibilities.
Yeah.
Just it feels really good, especially towards the end, again, like when you gain all those other skills. Like, it's so much fun.
When you can start throwing knives to like knock people back, and the splash damage ability where you like pound the ground and everybody gets knocked back, saving you from when you're surrounded.
Yep. Yeah, the Wraith stun or whatever.
Oh. Yeah. I do wish my guy could run a little faster. I'm guessing that there's a sprint one that comes mm-hmm. up at some point.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'd like to be able to escape a little bit better. I hate dying, though. I always feel bad when I die. Everybody gets all those powers.
I feel like it's really hard to time it, but there is like the thing where if you jump over like pieces of wood and stuff, you press
right,
A.
Right, you get a little faster.
But yeah, sometimes I'll double tap A and then he'll do like a somersault and then that
it ruins it.
Fumble! Who are the Colts playing?
The Texans.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the game just ended on a Ryan Fitzpatrick fumble.
Oh, God, that's their starting QB now?
It is. Jesus. It's played better than Schaub.
Could be worse, I guess. Not entirely sure how, but...
Gabbert. Isn't Blaine Gabbert on the 49ers now? That's a scary situation.
He's got to play somewhere, right?
Shit.
Somewhere other than Jacksonville.
True.
I think he does not need to play anywhere. It's not great.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Shadow of Mordor, great.
Yes.
Game of the month.
Very excited.
But Chris has been playing other stuff, haven't you, Chris?
I have. Played more Forza Horizon 2. That game's fantastic. I think it's the best racing game out on any of the systems right now. What I heard about Drive Club, not making me want to go and play it.
Why's that?
So I listened to the Bombcast today, and Jeff Gerstmann just kind of ripped it up. Like, there are things in it that, like, haven't been in racing games since the, like, PlayStation 1 era Gran Turismo games. Just, like, with the AI being so rigid and structured to their own driving line that they'll push you off, like, out of the way. They'll bump you to just the progression being very much car-based. Like, you don't get to buy your cars in this game. You're awarded them as you play.
Interesting.
And, you know, there's only 50 cars in the game, and you're kind of locked into playing a very specific set of cars until you unlock the next set.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there? There's a... It's just like a lot of the progression stuff seems really old. And then, from what I heard, the driving isn't particularly great, which I can say in Forza Horizon 2, it is great. It's, if you like the driving in Forza, it is that. Just with an open road and no boundaries. And the map is huge in Forza Horizon 2, so... I'm going to try out Drive Club. It's free on PlayStation Plus, part of it, I guess. They're now calling it a demo. They're not calling it...
Oh, is it?
What was that? It's not available yet, no. So Drive Club kind of faltered out of the gate. The PlayStation Plus edition, which evidently is just a demo, was delayed or held back because the Drive Club servers are not very stable. Playing online games on Sony system, you know, it's a risk you take, I guess. But I'm gonna try it out when it becomes available. But yeah, the other game I played a little bit of Alien Isolation.
Ooh,
oh, fancy.
And I was hoping Jeff would be here, because I have not played a ton of it, because I've been trying to run the raid with Don. And I know Jeff has played way more of it than I did. But what I played, it seems pretty good. It's not great. The control was definitely a bit wonky for me. I wonder how Jeff feels about it. I feel that... I'm trying to think of what her name is. Amanda Ripley.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. She it feels really kind of like clunky. Almost like the developers have never developed a first person game before. which I don't think they have. So, but it's very atmospheric. They definitely get that part down.
It looks really good. I watched a quick look for Giant Bomb.
It looks like you.
It looks clean, you know?
It looks like an alien game should look. Like,
right.
Everything just about it, like that mm-hmm. it has that aesthetic. I mean, you guys have seen Alien, right? Like,
I have not.
Okay. I have.
So, you remember, like, watching Alien, like, they're using the green screen computers.
I love that. That looks so cool.
Yeah, it's that era of science fiction where, you know, that's what they had at their disposal. Like, they didn't have the fancy stuff we have. But yeah, all that's in the game. Like, all the computers are green screen. Like, you type in your questions. It's all very dark and creepy. And I haven't met up with anybody since I lost my crew. So I'm kind of wandering this space station, which is very very Dead Space 2-ish. Mm-hmm. Like, that feeling early on in Dead Space 2, like, after you escape from the hospital area, where you're kind of, like, just walking around this deserted... like, used to be a lively place. Looks like it was lively, at least. And now that's all gone, like... Except, unlike in Dead Space 2, where you were, you know, fighting off a lot of enemies, there's nothing but you hear sounds, and you'll see things out of the corner of your eye that look like movement, and it definitely gets you really on edge. But I haven't run into any sort of other enemies. I haven't run into the alien yet. It's just very, very creepy. Which is good. It's kind of what you want from a game. Although I've heard it's excessively long.
Yeah, here's like 20-something hours.
Yeah, now, which scares me a bit.
When you play, do you just sneak around? Because when I was watching Giant Bomb, it seemed like they were doing nothing but sneaking.
I haven't run into the alien yet, so I'm just kind of like...
Are you killing the androids with, like, guns and stuff, or...?
I haven't come up against any of the androids yet, like...
Really?
The first hour is...
Walking around, I'm confused here.
So, you start out on your ship, the Torrens, which is going to the space station. But when you get to the space station, it is... it's kind of dead. You get some sort of radio transmission from them, but you go to dock with them, and the docking area has been destroyed. So... You set up a guideline. I don't even know how it was done, but and you spacewalk from the Torrens to the space station. And as that's happening, some space debris comes in, like gravity style, and kind of knocks the guideline off and throws you towards the space station, so where you aren't with the group of people you came with, and then you are exploring the space station by yourself.
Because they just leave you there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you were coming in. I don't know if they survived because you were with other people. But much like with the Nostromo in Alien, even though it's a huge ship, it's run by a very small crew. So you only had two people, actually. There were two people running the ship, and then Amanda Ripley, this guy from the company, which I would guess Weyland Yutani, there's always, like, the company guy who seems really shady and is probably doing this to capture the alien. And then there was a scientist lady. She was there, too. And so you're all kind of crossing. I don't know why... I don't know if maybe everybody was crossing or if there are people still on the Torrens. Because currently I'm supposed to be contacting the Torrens. I'm supposed to try and set up communication. But I am alone on this space station. And it is definitely, like, ripped apart. Like I said, Dead Space 2 style, or even, like, the original Bioshock when you first get to Rapture. No enemies yet. Like, I've been playing for about an hour and haven't come across anything. It's just really creepy, so.
Creepy.
Yeah. But I've heard once the alien shows up, it becomes a little more trial and error-ish. So.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was watching it, it didn't look fun all the time. I don't know, to me at least.
Oh, I mean, it's an interesting thing. Like,
I mean, it's just when you just have to like lie down for like sure. 5 minutes and just pray that you step out at the right. You know,
yeah, that seems definitely annoying. I mean,
androids, you can't kill the androids, and even if you try hiding in a locker, even if you're out of their sight, they still see you.
Now, were the giant bomb guys playing on hard?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because the game recommends that you play it on hard. I am a giant pansy, and one, I don't want to be frustrated by the game, so I am playing on normal.
Okay.
Because, to me, if a game has a mode called normal,
it should be that.
That should be what most people choose. That should be the normal mode. Don't tell me that hard is where you want me to play the game. Like, I'm gonna pick normal.
Yeah, why would they recommend you play hard?
Right. Like, hey,
make that your normal.
Right. Like, if that's what you want people to play, then make that your normal and make like some like just Dark Souls-ish torture chamber for your hard mode. But I mean, like, Bungie does that too, right? Like, they say, oh, we recommend people play on heroic. That's how we think the game should be played, but, like, we have, you know, normal mode. Like, well, I'm going to play normal mode then, because I want to enjoy the game. Like, I don't know. But I know that one of the criticisms IGN had in their review was that they found it very frustrating, but they played the entire game on hard. Like, I don't know. If you're finding a game frustrating playing on a harder difficulty,
maybe not the best choice.
Right. But yeah, I'm with you, Fozzie. Like, if I have to like lay down for 5 minutes, like, that's gonna bore the hell out of me. So, but I haven't got to that point yet, so we'll see.
And for, you know, 20 hours.
I feel like Hefe is gonna love this game no matter what. It's like his like baby.
Oh yeah,
he'll love it, but he'll only get like 8 hours through and stop
and not finish it. Yeah,
I'll be like, that game was so great.
And I don't know, like, there's an argument to be made for if he gets an enjoyable 8 hours of it and he feels that he's done with it, that maybe it did his job. I don't like. I think if everyone was
with that with Mass Effect 3, that game would have been game of the fucking generation.
It's true.
I still think Mass Effect 2 is better, but
everyone does. I don't know anyone that would say differently. I guess
the multiplayer in Mass Effect 3 was much better than the multiplayer in Mass Effect 2. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah. Wait.
I guess there's that. We can go with that one.
You're sneaky. You're a sneaky Napo.
I am. It's true.
But I like what I've played of it so far. And I mean, as an Alien fan, I'm enjoying it. We'll see how long that lasts, though, because 20 hours is a long time to play a game like this. Like, that's, I could watch all four movies twice in that span, maybe three times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a long time. Like, why does an Alien game need to be 20 hours long?
Yeah, I feel like that's a 10-hour game and call it that.
Right. And, like, that's the funny thing about this is it's...
Yeah, survival horror games like those should not be 20 hours long. It's crazy.
Right. Like, you need to be able to hold the attention of the player for a certain amount of time, and 20 hours is a long time to hold the attention of a player. Like, Assassin's Creed can hold your attention for 20 hours. Like, maybe Middle Earth might be able to hold your attention for 20 hours.
Yeah, I already put 20 hours into that game.
is Alien and sneaking around on a space station going to hold my attention for 20 hours? I'm not entirely sure about that.
You said that ship's big, though, right? Like,
it's a space station, so it's very big. Yeah.
But that's the thing, is, yeah, like, you're just...
You're running back to the same two rooms.
No one else there.
I will say, like, when you wake up on the Torrens, you wake up out of the cryo chamber, and it's that cryo chamber from Alien, like with the five pods in the kind of star shaped, and you go through that like you have to you wake up, you have to get Amanda dressed, she like takes a shower, and like, you know, I guess you don't have to take a shower, but you have to find her clothes. They don't show her getting dressed, but like you kind of do that, like, because, you know, they go to sleep in, I guess, like their underwear or whatever in that cryo chamber, and then you're kind of exploring this ship, and it looks so much like the Nostromo, and just like the hallways and everything has that awesome look to it, and it's like, this is fantastic. Like, as an Alien fan, I'm like, this is what I wanted.
Right.
But we'll see if that's what I want, you know, 15 hours from now.
Right.
And I have that other DLC where you get to play as the original cast, but I haven't tried that yet.
The same exact game, it's just different textures, skin textures, or like, how's that?
I don't know. I know it's like a mini.
That's a mini mission.
Yeah, it's a mini mission, and I think it kind of like runs. I guess it runs kind of the parts of like part of Alien, like the original movie. So you're kind of playing as those characters during that time frame with that alien, doing those things from the movie, which kind of sounds cool to me. And I think I might actually end up liking that more than the base game. But we'll see. Because I don't think that's going to be 20 hours long. So.
No, that'll probably be like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah. You guys been playing anything else, or...?
Not yet, but I think maybe next week I might have some more stuff. There's a lot of PS Plus and Xbox has some new games to download, so...
Yeah. I downloaded that Chariot game. I haven't played it yet, though.
Yeah, that looks interesting. Let's get that.
Apparently NBA 2K15 doesn't work yet.
Really?
Like, they're having, like, a major server issues. So I haven't actually purchased that one yet.
And that face scan, man, that's
the face scan things are hilarious.
Oh, it's beautiful.
People looking like burn victims or like space aliens.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
So does the face scan thing utilize Kinect or?
It does. It uses Kinect or PlayStation camera. I haven't actually been paying attention to which console people have been using. I imagine it's equally borked on either system. But it's funny, you'll see people like with their faces like squished out like noodles and like sticking out from their heads. Or somehow a black person has been scanned. So like the face is black, but the rest of the head is a white person.
So weird.
Yeah, it's just...
Now, is this new to NBA? Like,
they've never done this before. They've never tried it before.
Because this is something EA has been doing for years.
And it's only on the next-gen consoles, so it's only on PS4.
But it does... It's, like, a lot more intricate. Like, right. Those EA ones was kind of like...
Oh, they're so rudimentary.
It was so... Yeah, and I'm sure they had, like, a bunch of, like, preset faces and kind of just...
Yeah, and they just, like, they, like, stick your head on there. But this one is, like... there's a ton of animation. So, like... When it does it right, it does it right really well.
It looks fantastic. You can't tell the difference.
But it probably takes a few hours to get that perfectly, because I was watching her, I was looking at some people, and I was like, holy shit, like, it's crazy the amount of detail. And that seems like a cool concept. Like, why not, you know? It sounds awesome. Especially after last year's, man. They had no, like, they had like five faces to choose from. My guy did not... anything like me at all.
My guy did not look like me either, I have to say.
Well, I hope that works for you guys.
I'm sure they'll work it out. Like, there were also some really like intricate tutorials for getting like the perfect scan and everything you need to do and how you need to like position yourself. So I'm sure it's possible if you put enough effort into figuring out how to do it.
Right.
So I guess I'm going to have to do that when the time comes. The time has not come yet, though. I'm still playing Shadow of Mordor.
There you go.
So
I don't think I have anything new next week. The week after that is Fantasia, so I'll be playing that.
And the week after that is Civ.
Yeah. We have games coming.
Wow, October isn't that heavy a month, is it?
There's a good amount of stuff.
November, man, it's going to be stacked. Holy crap.
A lot of stuff moved out of October, though, because we were supposed to have... Evolve was supposed to come out in October.
Dragon Age.
Dragon Age was October.
Unity was supposed to be October.
Unity was October.
How about Far Cry?
That's November.
Yeah, Far Cry is right at the end of November.
I know that, yeah. But
you mean originally?
Yeah.
I think it was always November, because I think Assassin's Creed was supposed to be their October game, and then Far Cry their November game.
Yeah, there's a bunch of games coming out, and there's a lot of ones that are going to be co-op, so that's exciting. Any of you guys going to get the Borderlands prequel?
Borderlands.
I haven't heard anything about that game like since I saw that one trailer for it.
After I only put 6 hours into Borderlands 2, I'm really not excited.
No, I'm probably not going to get it either. I was just curious. Yeah.
Plus, there's a new expansion to Crusader Kings 2 coming out next week.
Really? Awesome. I could just hate that game even more.
You mean love it. Love it. Nah. It includes a campaign chronicle. The game will tell you your story.
Dude,
huh?
It made it so unfun to be a Middle Eastern.
Well,
it was catering to you white people.
Actually, you know what, though? This might be more fun for you because they're moving the start date of the game even earlier, so you won't have the Mongol invasion.
So, like, way later?
In fact, it might be during the, if you choose, like, an Arab prince, you might have, like, the expansion.
Mm.
Like, those early jihads.
Yeah. Listen, I'll never be Arab, sir.
I'm really tempted to buy that Sherlock game. It's on sale on Steam this weekend.
It's $32 on Steam right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ground Zeroes is actually $15 on Xbox. I think I'm picked that up.
Yeah, I bought that the last time that they had it for
$15.
I have yet to play it. $15 sounds fair for like a 3-hour demo.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds too much for a demo, I'm sorry. When it's down to, like, you know, free, then sign me up.
Okay, sell down there.
I'm just saying.
You're not a big Metal Gear fan, though, are you?
I'm not. To be fair, I could care less. So,
I mean,
I actually just started playing Metal Gear Solid 3 again. I never beat it, so like I swear to God, 15 times already. But everyone keeps saying it's the best Metal Gear, so like I feel like I just need to maybe get past the point where I'll start liking it.
I still like 2 the best, but. I know it's so weird.
Jesus.
But
what's wrong with you?
Like, I don't know. I really like aspects of 2.
Is that the one where the guy can tell you what games are in your console? And
No, that's 1. 1's fantastic, too.
Dude, 1 is iconic. That is like...
Yeah. You know what? 1 might be... I think I like 2 more than 3, but 1 might be my favorite. One did some awesome things.
Well, it's just boss battles, pretty much. Like, in between, they sprinkle in some enemies, but that's all it is that 8 or 9 boss battles, and they're all fucking cool, and they all have different things about it that make it great.
I'll give that to the series in general. All the boss battles are generally great. Like,
I did when you get the swords in the second one, and... Oh god, that's so cool! Just slicing up people,
right?
But it's funny because Ryan's a pussy in that one, and then he becomes a badass in 4.
And then he gets his own game that's weird.
That game's good, though.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just really strange.
Oh, man. So much fun.
But, I mean, coming from the people that made it, you kind of expect strange.
So. And it was a good, it was a good, just the right amount of time in the game.
Oh, yeah, like, it wasn't, if it was any like, longer it than it was, I would have been, like, this
yeah, it was like 10 hours, and it was, like, on the cusp of being repetitive, but, like, they end it. And you get to kill Republican at the end, so, I mean, what more can you want?
That last boss battle was so good.
Oh, I got stuck big time. Oh, man, did that piss me off for a bit.
Let's talk some news before we wrap this up. There's been some stuff that's been going on this week.
Sure. Resolution Gate, because people get excited talking about Resolution. Ubisoft announced during a PR event that... both the PS4 and Xbox One versions of Assassin's Creed Unity would be locked at 900p and 30 frames per second. They said that, you know, it was done to do some cool stuff with the AI and allow the world to develop in such a way that it would have everything in it. And then at the end they said something like, this will... avoid the debates that have occurred around other games regarding the P.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like they're trying to spend one console over the other.
I guess.
They basically so the way it came out was like PlayStation fans really took it like, well, they're gimping our version, but
right. I think that was because the way it was reported.
Yeah.
Which wasn't what the guys said. The guys did not say that they were doing this so that there would be no debate. They kind of just threw that in at the end.
Right. Like
it was a dumb thing to say.
Yeah, no, he shouldn't have said that. But I think what really probably happened was, hey, we picked a spec because we are making this game for both systems. So we picked a spec that would work and make it easy for us to just make the game and not have to worry about that. And be able to do all of our AI stuff with no issues. And it eliminates that, oh, this has better resolution. You know, that's just an added bonus, except people didn't look at it like an added bonus.
Seeing, like, Sony fans on my Twitter feed saying, oh, my God, I'm not buying this now. How can they do this? Okay, people were like, I thought 1080p was the new standard for next gen. What are they doing?
What's kind of funny about that, and this is what... I heard this on the Giant Bombcast today, but they were saying, like, you know, it's really easy for the PlayStation 4 to hit 1080p right now with most of their stuff. Like, it does have an advantage over the Xbox One in terms of some slight raw power. Maybe not even slight. Like, there might be a significant amount of power there. However... like, we are at the beginning of the generation. As this stuff goes on, these teams are going to be struggling to hit that because they're going to want to do more with AI and other things. 1080p, like, if you want that, get a PC.
Right.
Because that's where you can play that at.
That's the thing that kills me about this whole debate. It's like, there are graphic powerhouses out there. They're called PCs. If you really cared about graphics, you would have a PC. You would not have a console.
Right. Why are you playing on a console if that's what you care about? Like,
which means that you don't actually care. What you care about is your console being better than somebody else's console, which makes you an idiot.
Yes. So tacked on to this Assassin's Creed stuff was the news that part of Halo's Master Chief Collection, specifically Halo 2 Anniversary, is will not run at 1080p. It might be 900 again.
Right. Every other game in the set runs at 1080p except this one.
Except this one has the You guys played Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary, right?
Right.
Haven't.
Where it had the toggle.
You could switch between the two.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
So that's basically what they're saying here is because, you know, we're having that toggle. It's running two graphics engines. Even though the one is old, we have to emulate this old thing. So, like, to get it running at 60 frames per second, we have to do this. Seems like a fair thing, and I don't know. Are you guys, like, really, bent out of shape over this?
I can't tell the difference between...
I'm an old man, Chris. Right. I'm an old man now. I'm almost
30.
I don't
give almost a shit 30.
There you go.
Fozzie broke his hip this morning. He's got to go to the doctor. He doesn't care what risk.
I forgot what age I was turning today, guys. It was very scary. It was kind of traumatic.
I actually keep doing that. I think I'm 30. I keep telling people I'm 32, but I'm not 32 yet. I just keep forgetting what number it actually
is. I'm pretty good because I know that 30 is like the big number next year, so I remember. But I could have sworn there was times where I'm like, am I 27 or 28? Like 2 months ago, I kept asking myself, I'm like, what am I?
And Chris can't remember if he's 62 or 63. It's awful. Dude.
All last year, I was telling people I was 36. Evidently, I didn't turn 36 until this August. my wife's like, "You're not that old." I'm like, "What? I can't hear you."
Right. Not speaking to my right. hearing.
Can you speak directly into my ear? I don't like that. Was something though. I saw. I didn't see like a lot of Xbox fans giving a shit, but. Lots of Sony fans mocking Halo, like
well, those Sony fans care a lot about Microsoft games. I'm surprised they care so much.
Well, I mean, I will say this: I'm sure they care a lot about Microsoft games because at least Microsoft has some exclusives that are coming out, and that are good.
When does Sunset Overdrive come out? Is October. That this month?
Yeah, it's the end of October. When's the next Sony exclusive?
What is the next Sony exclusive?
A Little Big Planet 3, maybe.
And it'll be the show.
March? No, I think that Bloodborne comes out in February, evidently.
Oh, okay,
so.
All right.
Which I mean, that looks legitimately good. But it's in February.
That's a good point, though. I don't know about any market or PlayStation exclusives, which is funny. I mean, maybe there's some indie games coming out, but as far as like AAA titles, I don't know.
I feel like this always happens with Sony too. They have these massive press conferences. They announce all these games, and then nothing ever seems to happen. Like you keep waiting for your world to be rocked, and it never happens.
Yeah, I mean, I want them to release games for it because I have one of those boxes sitting under my television. I don't know. But, Halo, not... part of it, not running 1080p. Definitely a big deal for Sony fans, so... but I thought you guys told me that they weren't going to be able to run, like, playlists where the different maps were going to interact.
That was...
Is that not a thing anymore?
Is that,
well, they
is that
announced,
not sure anymore?
They announced their playlists today... Their opening set of playlists. So Team Slayer, that's like one of them. It will feature maps from Halo, Halo 2, Halo 3, and Halo 4.
Well, that's
all,
good.
All mixed in there. Now, there are specific playlists for like Halo 3, Halo 4, Halo 2 Classic. I don't exactly know what that means. Like the Halo 2 Classic part. There's like two different Halo 2 playlists.
Probably the graphics engines, right?
Maybe.
One on the new.
That could be it. And then there was a big team battle, which is going to have maps for all of them.
That was always my favorite mode.
Big team battle. So it looks like they're going to... I mean, I don't know how it's going to work, but it does look like they're going to kind of all be in there together. Which sounds cool.
All right, sign me up. I'm in now. I wasn't in before, but
really?
I'm in now.
You weren't in before?
Not really, no.
No?
There were too many other games out. I'm like, play Halo again.
That's
but,
true. Oh, come but, on. But we, but Don's never played Halo.
That's true.
And we could play four-player co-op Halo.
I'll do it for Don, then.
Do it for Don.
Just for Don.
Don,
when you listen to this, buy Halo. Tell me
Yeah, don't buy Rogue Legacy.
Don't buy Rogue Legacy. I think he already did, like, multiple times, too.
Wasn't Rogue Legacy Don's game of the year last year?
It was.
So I'm just saying, you're not going to talk him out of that one.
No, that would be pretty difficult. Is there any other news?
The other thing that I had, Kotaku posted an interesting article today talking about how they're covering games now. And they indicated that they're moving their focus away from previews. And they said they've been doing this for some time now. They've actually been declining invitations to go and preview games and focusing more on the reviews themselves and then post-release coverage. So they've been assigning each one of their editors up to 5 games to follow post-release. So they continue to get coverage of games as they develop and move along instead of covering them when they're kind of just PR factories, which I thought was really cool and really different from what you see from a lot of sites. Because I feel like, especially with the games that I tend to play, they change a lot after launch.
Yeah.
And if you're looking at something like Rome Total War now, as sorry, yeah. Fozzy?
I was just saying, since you know everything's like connected to the internet, it's now more than ever.
Right.
Is you're seeing these things, you know?
Like Rome Total War 2 has been patched 16, 17 times. It's a completely different game now than what it was at launch. And to see the only coverage from a lot of sites of the game was, you know, pre-release and then the review of what was there at launch, and then they end right there.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting that is the focus of the coverage now. And I think it's new and it's fresh, and it's something that a lot of sites should consider. Instead of just like being like a mouthpiece for PR, because I'm not sure that they necessarily need gaming sites to do that anymore.
Won't that hurt their hits and stuff though? Because I feel that previews probably generate a ton of stuff like that. You know,
they might, but I would assume that somebody analyzed their metrics and was like, "Our previews only do X amount."
Okay.
I mean, are you really going to Kotaku for? I don't know what you.
That's the other thing is Kotaku. You don't really go there for. Sorry. Go ahead, Chapazi.
I go on Polygon for news, and then Giant Bomb for like kind of everything else.
That's right. That kind of news and like early preview. Like you go to IGN, you go to GameSpot, you go to the big sites because they're the ones with the scoops.
Right. Because they're going to have it first.
You don't go to Kotaku. Like, Kotaku's more of an opinion site anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
So, yeah, I mean, that probably works for them. Like, and it would be cool to see, you know, them continue to cover something like Destiny.
Right.
Like, whereas most sites are going to be, all right, they're still talking about it now because it's still kind of the biggest thing going, but, you know, are they going to be talking about it in a month from now, like, as Bungie still continues to kind of get their sea legs with this MMO-ish type game. Or, like, as you said, with your strategy games or, like, things like that just evolve over time. Like, Dota, like, I mean, I don't think any of us play it, but...
Dota! Like,
that's just a huge game that, like, just, you know, they add new characters, they add changes to the way the game plays. Like, covering it in that way is probably beneficial to the readers.
Right.
I think it's cool.
I mean, one of the most read articles on our site is like a post-patch article I wrote about Total War Rome 2. Like, people want to see that stuff, I feel like.
Yeah,
they want, I mean, like, if you read the early coverage, you're like, oh, I really don't want to buy that. But if they fix it, maybe I'm in. But nobody ever writes that article. They never write about where it is now.
I'm sure that EA would love that with, like, SimCity and Diablo 3.
Not sure that they would like it with SimCity.
No, but, yeah, like, Fozzie's definitely right about, like, Activision and Blizzard probably wanting something like that. Because, you know, the initial review reaction to Diablo was very positive. But then there were, you know, the hardcore group, you know, that I would classify Fozzie in.
Yeah.
For that game. Like, I enjoyed Diablo, but I wasn't going to put 675 hours into that game. But those people, like, really kind of took a backlash to it, and if, you know, you were part of that group and turned off, you know, how do you know that they improved? They improved it dramatically over the last 2 years, so...
It's a totally different game.
Yeah.
It is night and
day. They were really able to evolve that title in a way, but, I mean, unless you're following, like, you know, checking out the Blizzard message boards or like their news feeds on Diablo, like, how the hell do you know that it was updated and has Loot 2.0 or, you know, whatever stupid name they got for some of their other stuff? I don't know. It's an interesting way of approaching news, I guess. Content. Yeah. Well, we certainly don't need we don't need more previews.
No, less previews.
That's a good less previews are...
They're also the worst things to write.
I like the way that Giant Bomb kind of goes about their business, too. And they are, like, you know, I wouldn't go there for news either, but... Like, they'll do a lot of those Unfinished Now videos, which are great. I get kind of,
Is that their, when they're kind of looking at the... Work in progress games, the ones you get early access stuff.
And that's like about as much preview as I need right there. Oh, by the way, I just want to say I've done 2 strikes so far during this podcast.
Yeah.
All the items that dropped are all been helmets. One of them was even for the right class.
Destiny does give good helmet.
Yeah.
Fozzie's too young to get that joke.
Are you talking about giving head?
No.
Oh,
it's a Spaceballs reference.
Yeah, but aren't they pertaining to that?
True.
In a matter of speaking, yes. So, lots of helmets from Destiny.
The helmets. Definitely, yes.
No other news, right? Or
it was kind of a slow news week, huh?
I don't even remember.
Yep.
Here's the headline: here. Lindsay Lohan intensifies DTA 5 lawsuit.
Oh, great! Oh, Amanda Bynes is back on Twitter, so
I heard she's getting married.
Yeah, that happened.
All right. Good for her.
Good for her.
Crazy.
Hey, if she's looking to turn, turn around, that's great. But from the tweets that I've seen, it looks like she is still as batshit insane as before. So,
which is how we want her.
What is up with child stars, man? They like something happens, so it ain't right.
Or is it right?
I don't think so.
So there's what the Crusader Kings 2 thing next week. Is that what you said?
That's right. So. On Hastings Day, it's great. It's fantastic.
Damn it, Tony! No one knows about your holidays.
Battle of Hastings.
Today's Leif Erikson Day, so that's great. I'm so glad.
He has a day.
Yeah, it's the day before Columbus Day. That's nuts. Or is Columbus Day always on the 10th? I'm not sure.
I think Columbus Day is always a Monday, isn't it? I have no idea.
My wife and kids are off on Monday for Columbus Day.
Mine are too, but I have to go to work. How is this fair?
I do too.
This is an unjust world.
It is. People being able to have off for stupid holidays.
But not me. People who aren't me.
Right.
If it was me, then that would be fine. That would be justice.
So I always complain because a lot of my work was transferred to Prague, and I kind of like oversee that from here now. But they have off for like the dumbest days, and like there are two holidays they celebrate in July, right around 4th of July, actually. It's a little bit after that, but it's called Burning at the Stake Day. Like, really? Okay.
Do they celebrate Defenestration Day?
If they do, it's not called that, so.
The Defenestration of Prague. It's one of the catalysts of the 30 Years' War. Just saying.
Yeah, I don't think. If they do, it's not called that. So maybe they have a different name for it. They have, like, Joan of Arc Day, though. Like, I don't know why, because wasn't she French?
Is she?
Yes. I don't know. I thought she was, but like they have like they get a day off for that. I'm not sure why. They get a lot of like religious holidays off, even though like there's a lot of dealing with like.
Europe is crazy.
Don't try to understand them.
I mean, it's a beautiful city, but
Prague. Oh yeah.
Crazy people.
Check it out.
Anyway, we'll be back next week, hopefully with Jeff alive. Hopefully Jeff is alive. Like,
we'll restart his heart. We'll do something. We'll find some...
He'll be alright.
We'll inject him with, what is it, nitroglycerin.
I don't know if we should be doing that.
I'm an expert. I stayed at the Holiday Inn Express last night.
Great. That's good. I'm glad Tony got his doctorate last night, the Holiday Inn. So hopefully Jeff will be back and he can tell us all about how much he loves Alien. I hope he loves Alien, because otherwise he's going to tell us how disappointed he is, and that won't be good. When Jeff gets disappointed.
We don't want that.
No. And Tony will tell Jeff, in fact, all about his expansion.
He loves strategy games. Yeah,
Jeff is all about strategy. And Fozzie will tell us all about his Destiny strategy.
Metal Gear.
You're right. You're going to play Metal Gear 5, Ground Zeroes, or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah.
So, and maybe I'll play Sherlock. Maybe I'll buy that this weekend.
Yeah. Sure.
Maybe not, but...
Yeah.
So we could also buy Final Fantasy 13 on Steam. No?
No.
No one? No.
No.
No. All right.
No. If I wanted a disappointing game, I'd just play Destiny more.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Don is probably throwing his, like, iPod or phone, like...
right there, he broke it. Sorry, yes, Don.
He sits there and he's like, I know Chris likes it. Like, why does he always talk shit about it? And then, like, with you guys, it's just like, there's non-stop shit talking about it.
It's pretty great. Even people that like it still talk shit about it. It's pretty funny.
It's hard to defend it. It really is. It's, yeah. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It makes me sad. We'll be back next week. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Goodnight.